Coming up now from Public Radio WNCW is this week's Friday feature interview of the week. I'm your host, Paul Foster. Today we spotlight the upcoming event, Paradise Lost, how climate change is devastating our communities, and that'll take place next Wednesday, March 11th, at the Hendersonville Library in the Kaplan Auditorium, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The program is being hosted by C4, Citizens Concerned with Climate Crisis. And our guest this morning who will be at that event, he will be providing a presentation, is Tony Dunn, someone who knows firsthand about a climate disaster. Tony, good morning.
Morning.
Provide our audience with some background on yourself and why climate change is so important to you.
I used to be a fire behavior researcher for the U.S. Forest Service out in California some years back. I've done a number of publications on fire behavior and fire history and fire ecology. And I was also a resident of Paradise, California. And I had to escape the fire that morning of November 8th, 2018, when the fire overwhelmed the town. And it was very clear to me, having spent years researching fires, that this was something different. This was something that I had never experienced before. And really, at the time, when I was actually trapped in the fire, I kept telling myself, this just can't be the same fire, because they just don't travel that fast. They just can't move that fast. And in fact, it was.
The name of Paradise was in the news constantly when we go back to late 2018, when this terrible disaster was taking place. What is it like for those that have remained in that part of California?
Paradise and Magalia, which was an adjoining town, had a combined population of about 40,000 people. And 90% of the homes in Paradise and Magalia were destroyed in the fire. So the population is now dropped by about 90%. There's between 4,000 and 5,000 people that live in the area. Everything was devastated. It was as if somebody dropped an atomic bomb on it, honestly, is what it looked like. And in the intervening year and a quarter since the fire, there have been, I get weekly updates. They send, you know, Paradise Recovers updates. And so far, they've rebuilt 55 houses out of 14,000 that were destroyed. So the town is really, for all intents and purposes, gone. The roads are still there. The utilities have been replaced, but there are very few businesses and very few residents. And there really have been so many issues. The water system was contaminated with benzene when it was depressurized during the fire, and it sucked in a lot of toxic chemicals. And so that's made it very difficult for residents to even move back into the houses that didn't burn down. And it's been a really devastating and kind of insurmountable challenge. And that's kind of what I want to highlight in my talk, is just these things, these disasters occur. And once the TV cameras go away, we move on. There's something else happening. There's another disaster. There's coronavirus or something. And people forget that these disasters don't stop for the people who experience them. To me, having been through this, it's just been mind-boggling how here we are a year and a quarter later, and we're barely recovering. And my wife and I, we consider ourselves the lucky ones. 40,000 people lost their homes, and so many people, they didn't have insurance, or they didn't have, or whatever. They were old and they've become homeless. They've disappeared into the woodwork. And I mean, that whole part of Northern California will never be the same. And so this climate migration, as they call it, is a real factor. Even if you live in an area that's not directly affected by climate change, there are going to be people there who have been.
And you're describing just ongoing lasting impacts coming off of a climate-driven disaster, if it be Paradise or something different.
It doesn't have to be wildfire. Places like, well, I mean, you know, New Orleans, still living with lasting impacts of Katrina, and that was 15 years ago. Our attention moves away. My attitude was always been, you know, I had a science background. Yeah, I believed in climate change. I just never felt that it was going to directly impact me. As the planet continues to warm, we're at 1 degree of heating right now, and they're trying to find a way to limit it to only 2, which looks like we're going to miss that. So if this is what it looks like with 1 degree of heating, the increase in Category 5 hurricanes, the rapid and dramatic increase in the devastation of wildfires and flooding, what's it going to look like at 2 degrees? And I guess my point is, these things are truly devastating. They are destroying entire cities. And if they're going to become more common, more and more people are going to be impacted. hey, this is here already, and we have to find ways to adapt and deal with the dangers that, if they haven't come yet, are definitely coming.
And you know, that hit me, what you just said a moment ago. You said, I was someone who believed in climate change, but I didn't necessarily think it would affect me. And then you saw firsthand right. just what that became. Tony Dunn is our guest. He's going to be the special speaker at an event in Hendersonville on March the 11th called Paradise Lost, How Climate Change is Devastating Our Communities. And a reminder, that'll be at Hendersonville Library beginning at 5:30 p.m. So, Tony, when we think about Western North Carolina, has climate change been changing our forest here?
Yeah, it's already begun. I think that, you know, we moved here last summer. And when we started talking to people and, you know, we told them where we were from and everything, they said, oh, well, you know, we've had some pretty bad fires. And I started to learn about the Gatlinburg fires, the Chimney Top 2 fire in 2016 mm-hmm. that burned through Gatlinburg. I watched a few documentaries, watched some videos, some of the testimony that people gave, read a fair amount about it. And I was like, well, this is a mini campfire. That was the name of the unfortunate name of the fire that burned Paradise, was the campfire. That fire burned 17,000 acres, killed 14 people, destroyed 2,500 structures. It was a similar kind of thing. I mean, the campfire in Paradise started and immediately blew up. The Gatlinburg fire actually started and just sort of smoked and smoldered for 4 or 5 days. And then they had a night, and it was at night, just kind of like a lot of these California fires have been lately, that the winds came up and blew the fire in the Gatlinburg. People were trapped on, you know, these windy mountain roads. This is already coming, and the fourth National Climate Assessment, which is published every 2 years by the federal government, has actually outlined wildfire is one of the top three risks to this area as the climate warms. It's been amazing. The forest here is beautiful, but it is very overgrown. And in the fall, you have all these dry leaves that fall. If the rains stop, and we had a little bit of drought last fall, then you have an increased chance of these kind of wildfires. The severity of the extreme events is getting worse.
And on top of what you've already shared, what would be a good reason to tell somebody to attend the event you're going to be at next week?
I think it's really important that people become aware that these challenges are real and that there actually are things that we can do about them. I differ with some people on mitigating climate change, which is reducing our carbon footprint and things like that. That is a massive global undertaking. If I went carbon free and didn't contribute any carbon, the amount of impact that has on global climate change, my own particular actions there, is negligible, just to be honest. But as far as climate adaptation, adapting to the change that's already happened and that is coming, that's intensely local. There are definitely things you can do in your life and in your home and in your community that can better prepare you for the changes in climate that are going to come. And these are things that will literally save lives. Climate change is here. If we haven't experienced it yet, we are going to, and we need to find ways to make our communities more resilient and more ready to deal with it.
The group C4 is presenting this event. Again, the Paradise Lost program, they've got a Facebook page. You can email them if you have some questions prior to the event. That email is 3vc.communicate@gmail.com. The Hendersonville Library is at 301 North Washington Street in Hendersonville. And again, it's 5:30 to 7:30 next Wednesday, March 11th. Tony Dunn, continued success. Thank you for sharing your story and your passion. And you'll do so at Paradise Lost, How Climate Change is Devastating Our Communities, next Wednesday. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
That's WNCW's Friday feature. Podcast of the features at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.